Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Goad, and bursting into the Australian music scene in a blaze of glory, lead singer of the 80s band Uncanny X-Men. He has got some brand new stuff, Brian Mannix. We are loving this little team up with the Androids. They're doing an album of classic covers, the first one being Rebel Yell. We're catching up with Brian right now. Mate, thanks so much for coming and having a chat to Ozmade.
Oh, absolute pleasure to be anywhere at my age, so this is as good a place as any.
Well, I'm glad you're spending a bit of time here with us, Brian. How are you coping with everything going on at the moment, firstly?
Well, it's a little bit dull. I've probably walked further than Burke and Wills, and I've watched a lot of television, and I've probably had more alcohol on my hands than in my mouth, which is very surprising.
Well, you're a rock star, Brian. You've got to be used to like having the old alcohol, but gosh, no gigs must be a bit of a killer.
It is. Yeah, I'm hanging to do a gig. I was supposed to be doing a Wilbury's theatre show, and I was supposed to be doing some shows with the Androids, and I had some other shows with Scott Garn and Dale Ryder, and I can't do any of them, so I recorded a record with the Androids. There's something to do, because I can't do any work.
No, how good is it, though, to have some new music out? And you've started it off with Rebel Yell.
Yeah, it's a ripper. The song I like, probably one of the best, is the Britney Spears song, Hit Me Baby One More Time, you just don't expect a bloke to be singing that, but it's a really good rock song if you play it like rock. And Rebel Yell is one I've been doing for years, and people say I do it pretty well.
And Brian, how did you come about picking some of the songs on the new album with the classic covers?
It just sort of all fell together, really. It was a bit of fun, and we just wanted to make a sort of rock and party album. So, I sort of picked the Britney Spears one, and I was keen to do an Alice Cooper song. Picked Schools Out. And then there's a song called Daisy's Mum's Got It Going On.
By Fountains of Wayne,
We changed it to Casey's Mum because my daughter's called Casey, so we thought that was good. And Kim did Rock and Roll Outlaw and TNT, we stuck the Madonna one on it. And surprisingly, they all seem to fit really well together.
And Brian, how did it come about that you're working with the Androids?
Well, I was just looking to do something a little bit different. I've been doing the Absolutely 80s thing.
Yes.
For a long time now, probably about 13 years, and much as I like singing Everybody Wants to Work in 50 years, sometimes I'd rather sing something different, something a bit more rock and roll. And the Androids said, why don't you come do something with us? And I said, they're a good bunch of guys.
They are,
very talented.
Brian, if you could choose someone, they want to do it with Madonna, who would you choose? Who would you do it with, Brian?
Oh, gee whiz. Natasha Belling on Channel 10 News goes all right. Pamela Anderson, she was a good girl. Yeah, look, I'll just be happy to do with anything with the Pulse. That'll do.
Now, Brian, you've obviously had a whole heap of highlights. You've been a regular on some of Australia's favourite shows as well, like Hey Hey, It's Saturday, as well as Spicks and Specks. But how did you go about when you're on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I've got a left and a right now, but I started with two lefties. That was terrifying, but it was also one of the most satisfying things I've ever done. I really, really enjoyed that, and I had a wonderful partner. So you were getting taught by a real champion. Really great experience, and I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, wicked, Brian. Now, you're not just a stranger to the stage as well, because you've dabbled in a bit of musical theatre as well. You played Buddy in We Will Rock You, which is an absolutely awesome musical, written obviously by Ben Elton with the music of Queen.
Oh, that was fantastic too. I made a lot of really great friends on that show, and 8 shows a week, it was pretty full on. When I got the part, I thought I just came on at the start and then came on again at the end.
No, you're like the narrator. You keep the story going,
Well, I didn't have no idea how big my part was until I got to Sydney. And I just kept flicking the page. Oh, I'm on this page. Great fun time. Great working with Casey Donovan.
It's Killer Queen,
Simon Russell was great, and Fern Reynolds. They were all really great. And I'd love to do some more musical theatre, because they all become like your family in theatre, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
What else are we looking forward to, not only with the new music, Brian, but coming out in the next few months into the year?
Well, I've got another book, which I'm just waiting for the audio version of it. It's called How I Didn't Even Like Al Green. Brian Mannix, Trip in USA. So that'll be coming out in the next month or so, I hope.
Well, that'll definitely keep you busy. Between that and the new music, really exciting times for Brian Mannix, and particularly the team up with the Androids.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us here on Ozmade.
Thank you, Matthew. You're a champion. Good on you. Hi, this is Brian Mannix, and this is Rebel Yell, performed by me and the Androids, and you're listening to Ozmade Music.